This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When you ask economists what they think about monetary policy, as in the Federal Reserve and interest rates, a growing number of those economists will tell you they believe interest rates are restricting the economy too much right now. That's according to a survey out this week from the National Association for Business Economics. But the thing is, the survey also found most economists think fiscal policy, as in Congress and the president and government spending, is stimulating the economy too much. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what happens when team monetary goes up against team fiscal.
On the monetary side, some economists are starting to wonder if the Federal Reserve should back off from the inflation fight, because keeping interest rates high for too long might be bad for other parts of the economy, like the labor market.
The risks on inflation have fallen a lot, and the risks to unemployment have increased a lot.
That's Preston Moy, senior economist at the research group Employ America. He says if the Fed pushes too far against inflation, unemployment could rise quickly, and lowering rates would prevent that.
And so it's important not to wait until you see the whites of unemployment's eyes to start cutting.
Still, even as the Federal Reserve has been using monetary policy to slow down the economy, Congress has been using fiscal policy to do the opposite.
Doing a lot of things with the Inflation Reduction Act, we had a lot of policies that were actually designed to help grow the economy.
That's Lester Jones, a survey analyst with the National Association for Business Economics. His main job is chief economist with the National Beer Wholesalers Association. Jones says we don't want fiscal policy to compete against monetary policy, especially since the Fed's made progress slowing the economy down.
And if one's got to give, let's kind of back off on the fiscal policy and let monetary policy direct the economy in the right direction.
One fear, Jones says, is that too much fiscal stimulus would drive up government spending, and therefore the deficit. Ann Villamil, an economics professor at the University of Iowa, says lowering that deficit will require some tough decisions.
The way to solve a structural deficit is either to reduce the rate of growth of government spending and or to raise some form of taxes.
And the longer Congress waits to act, Villamil says, the more drastic those moves will need to be. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.